Become as little children. I want to talk to you about children and the crucial role adults play in their lives. In the book of Matthew chapter 18, the disciples ask Jesus, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" You gotta love these guys, but I want to read to you the first 6 verses. It's a little long, so hang in there. Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me." Verse 6, "But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck, and he were drowned in the depth of the sea." I think Jesus illustrates it pretty clearly here for us, how he and the Heavenly Father view children. Jesus is saying, if you want to be the greatest in heaven, you need to be like a child. So the question is, why aren't we studying children a little bit more? Jesus says that one cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven unless they become like a child. He then goes on to say in verse 4 that whoever humbles himself as a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. He then says that if you receive a child in Jesus' name, then you receive Jesus himself. But then Jesus warns us in verse 6 about the seriousness of causing a child to sin. I think what's really on the heart of our Heavenly Father regarding this section of Scripture and this teaching is that the Lord wants adults, wants parents, to get children involved a lot more in developing a personal relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We need to be teaching children how to worship God in addition to working in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Let me throw some things out. You can agree or disagree. That's fine. But in almost every church that I have been, and home Bible study, the children are always separated from the parents and the adults. They go off to their classrooms, and they make crafts, they tell some stories, they have some fun, but it's not really that deep. This is what I believe the Heavenly Father is telling me right now, to relay in this message. Number 1, children need to know who God is through worshiping Him. Intimacy is developed during worship. The Greek word for worship is proskuneo, and it means to kiss, like a dog licking his master's hand. I have seen at many home fellowships the adults putting the children in a playroom during worship time, rather than getting the children involved. The children need to learn who God is so they can develop a personal relationship with Him. Don't get me wrong, learning Bible stories is crucial, but that in itself, in my personal opinion, is not enough. Number 2, why aren't we teaching children how to operate in spiritual gifts? Nowhere in the Bible does it say you have to be a certain age or maturity level in order to operate in the spiritual gifts. If you don't believe in spiritual gifts or are uneducated in spiritual gifts, check out Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 through 16, Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 8, and 1 Corinthians chapters 12 through 14. Spiritual gifts are real, and they are for today. Children are exceptionally powerful when operating in the gifts of the Holy Spirit because they're innocent and their faith is through the heavens. If you begin to teach a child that they can lay hands on people and in the name of Jesus Christ command healing, they're going to do it and they're going to believe it and the results are going to happen. Can I encourage you to get your children involved in worshiping the Lord and teaching them, educating them about spiritual gifts? And for the adult, I encourage you to humble yourself and become like a child. Please repeat after me as we join together and pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, I humble myself right now before you as a little child. Please give me childlike faith. Lord, please help me to teach children how to worship you and how to operate in spiritual gifts. Thank you, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.